Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Robbie Raz here with you as always from Cigar Federation in rainy and wet California. It's cold here. It's like 55 degrees. I mean, we're losing our minds out here in California. It's too cold. Logan, how's everything going in Texas?
It's been such a day, Rob. As you know, we launched the Buckingham today, and I thought the site was going to explode. But yeah,
no, it's been good, man.
We broke the interwebs. That was invented by Al Gore, in case you didn't know, because the internet was invented by Al Gore, so he said.
So you're telling me that this cigar was more popular than Kim Kardashian's butt?
In the cigar community, maybe. No, it wasn't. But it we've still got a few left. They're in the store. Thank you for all that have purchased. It was really awesome. Very excited to do it. And thank you very much, John Huber. I love you. Moving on.
You guys want some more information on the Buckingham, just go to CigarFederation.com. It's right there on the front page. You guys click on that and get all the information there. It's just, that's our new community cigar produced specifically for Cigar Federation by John Huber and Crown Heads. Coming out of which factory, Logan?
My Faja.
Your Faja?
My Faja. Can I really quick just tell the story about Allie? Real quick. I know we're getting... Sorry, Johnny Bravo. I'm really sorry, but I got to tell the story because it's absolutely hilarious. So, my wife... I'll make it quick. So, my wife, I was explaining to her about, you know, the Buckingham or whatever, and telling her, you know, because she knows nothing about cigars, and I was like, you know, Allie, like, trying to explain, like, well, might not be able to sell it before the holidays. We might have to wait, you know, and how... You know, John Huber's going to be making it. It's going to be making it, you know, my father and all this. And Allie's, like, looking at me with this, like, completely dumbfounded look on her face. And she was like, Logan, I don't understand. Why doesn't John just go talk to his father and ask to make the cigar faster? And I was like, Allie, it's not his father. It's made at my father. She goes, yeah, like, his father, my father. Like, why can't he just make... I go, no, Allie, you're completely missing the boat right now. And anyway, so I still give her crap. If you ever see my wife, just say my father, and she'll get really embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Good. It's a good story.
Hey.
Good story. Got the show off to...
Hey, man, sorry. Continue. I'll shut up now. Go.
You got us off to a grinding halt.
No, everyone's laughing. Continue.
So we've got Joey... You're going to make me call him Johnny Bravo. It's Joey Bravo.
That's my alter ego.
The alter ego. Joey Bravo from J Fuego. Thanks for joining us today, Joey. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. And thanks for having me, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we appreciate it. You're out there on the road, too.
Yeah, I'm in beautiful, sunny, actually chilly Phoenix, Arizona right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
That's why you were asking me what time we start. That's the one state they get all screwy with their time by not changing it.
Yeah, I just wanted to be on the same page, man.
We always have timing issues. Logan's in Central Time, which nobody really cares about unless you're in it. I'm on the West Coast. We always go East Coast Time because that's where most people seem to be. And then you're in that one time. I don't even know. What is their time zone called? Like,
I have no idea.
Mountain. Mountain Standard.
Is it Mountain Standard? Mountain. Never switches?
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're in Mountain, but I don't think they don't observe daylight savings. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Nobody cares. I mean, talk about rock.
All I know is my alarm tells me when to wake up, and
you get up.
Get up and go from there, man.
That's it. There. Who cares? Nobody cares about their timing anyway. So we got, okay, J Fuego Cigars. Everybody knows about J Fuego. The company's been around for a long time. But we don't really know a whole lot about you. I mean, we met you at IPCPR, spent a little bit of time together. So give us a little bit of background on you. How did you get involved in the industry and start working with J Fuego?
Well, I got involved in the industry. It was actually with my mom back in about 2008. I always mark our first IPCPR as the first, the first real involvement in the industry. And for those of you who don't know, my mom's a Berto Bravo, the Guayabera lady. And she makes guayaberas out of Miami, Florida. That's a traditional Cuban shirt. So, my love for cigars, my infatuation, I guess you could call it, with cigars started way before that. Started smoking at the legal age of 18. Thank you very much. Maybe a couple before that, but let's just say, legal age. And and, you know, just kind of snowballed from there. And my buddies got into it with me, so we'd all get together, smoke cigars, you know, shoot the breeze, read up on it, and kind of snowballed from there. And in 2008, when I went to the first IPCPR and saw the whole cigar industry under one roof all at the same time, I said, you know, this is it for me, man. This is where I want to be. So from there, worked some on the retail side, worked in cigar shops for a few years, and jumped on board with J Fuego in October 2013, man. And been loving every minute of it.
October 2013, so you just had your anniversary.
That's right. That's right.
Well, happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Is that AC/DC?
That first year is always
a tough. Yeah, it is, actually.
Is it Dunder Cheap? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that first year is always the toughest. Yeah, when you get to IPCPR for the first time, I mean, if you've never been there, it's overwhelming. I mean,
it's tough.
Yeah, it's kind of intimidating. I mean, from no matter what position you're looking at it from, whether you're there as a retailer, you're there as a manufacturer, you're there as a member of the media, it's huge. And I mean, as far as trade shows go, I mean, you get into like I don't know, like medical trade shows and things like pharmaceuticals and stuff. It's probably much bigger, but there's a lot of cigars in one room. That's for sure. Oh my God, yeah.
That's right, man.
So this year at IPCPR, you guys launched two new cigars, the J Fuego Heat. That's actually what I'm smoking. I don't know why I showed you the one in the cello. That's what I'm smoking right now.
And the Americano, which is what I'm smoking. I don't know if you guys can pick that up.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got I know we've got a bunch of everything to give away because you were very generous. Thank you again for all that stuff.
So
the Heat, I'll just kind of run down what the blend profile is here. It's got a Honduran Corojo wrapper, Nicaraguan Corojo binder, Ecuadorian Sumatra, and Nicaraguan Criollo fillers. All that information thanks to the good old Cigar Coop. If I ever need information on a blend or anything like that, I go to Cigar Coop. I don't even go to Cigar Federation. I go to Cigar Coop. I'm smoking it right now. It's got a really, really nice blend to it. Really nice flavor. Kind of those thick, meaty flavors, kind of earthy and meaty flavors to it. A little bit of spice picking up in the middle. Medium strength, medium body. I'm really enjoying this one. Logan, are you smoking the Americana like I asked you to?
No, I didn't. Because I'm selfish, I guess. I don't know. Hey, but why is it called the Heat? I mean, I'm wondering what's the idea behind the Heat. Is
Fuego and Heat, man. It's a match made in heaven. I mean, that was too good not to use.
No habla español.
Fuego is fire in Spanish. Fuego is fire in Spanish. So, you know, fuego and heat, it goes hand in hand.
Isn't that kind of like saying cheese queso?
Cheese
queso. Or like meat carne asada?
Yeah, but the Heat's a lot catchier, though. Sounds better with a cigar name.
Okay, so let's go with the story that the Heat from the spice and the Corojo. Let's go with that. Does that work?
That works. There's definitely, you know, some of that in it. You know, overall, it's just a nice medium body, kind of any time of the day smoke, and really affordable.
What's the price point?
The price points you got from $475 for a Corona Gorda, you know, roughly in that ballpark, to just under $6 for 5.5 by 60.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that based on the experience that I'm getting.
Definitely a lot more cigar than what you're paying for, man.
Yeah, it's a compliment for sure. I mean, I don't know what it says about other cigars in that price point, but no, this is really good. I'm enjoying it. And I know the Americana was definitely more of a full body. That's why I went with the Heat, and I suggested that Logan smoke the Americana, but he ignored me.
I will.
So
Listen. I'm going to smoke it. My palate's a little messed up today, and I wanted to give the Americana, because I'm an American, a good first shot on a clean palate. All right?
Good, man. Fair.
I don't know that my palate has never been cleaner.
Because you haven't smoked in, like, what, a week?
I'm coming off a 3-day juice cleanse. Logan, you got
about 12 shots there, so you'll smoke that till you like it, man.
I know, exactly. I will, man. That's the thing I'll do is when somebody sends me a cigar, like, I just smoke all of them, like, in a row. So I can just really get to know it, you know? But let me ask you about the Americana. Obviously, I think it's American. I mean, is it a playoff because it includes American Tobacco? How did you derive the name for the Americano?
Yeah, a big big inspiration for the name is the Pennsylvania Broadleaf and the wrapper. That's really where we got that the name or the inspiration for it. I mean, and we kind of kept it classy. Went with the green and gold. Didn't want to get a whole lot into the red, white, and blue. You know, I mean, there's a flag in the box and some stars and stripes, but we wanted to make it really classy, something that you can smoke on any occasion, you know, not just 4th of July or Memorial Weekend. Oh, there you go.
Yes,
you
can see it.
You know, and it really is a nice, complex, full-bodied blend. The strength's there, but it's not overpowering, you know. It's overall just really, really good to smoke, man.
Well, let me ask you this, and I want to take a step back a little bit, and before we get like more into the blends, is that, you know, J. Fuego's a company. I mean, I've been smoking cigars since my sophomore year of college. So what would that be, 2004, 5, somewhere in there, and I've heard of J. Fuego. I'm familiar, but I feel like you guys have kind of just made an emergence and kind of gone on my radar kind of this year, like. Tell us a little bit of background on the company. When did it start? You have your own factory? Do you grow your own tobacco? Where are you guys located? Give us some just overall background on the company, J. Fuego.
Well, the company's been around since 2006. Jesus Fuego is you know, the mastermind behind it, the blender. Pretty much everything comes from his head, experience. He's from Pinat de Rio Cuba and studied everything from from growing the tobacco to post harvest and whatever happens in the factory once that leaf is harvested. He specialized taught it in Cuba. And honestly, I mean, this is a guy that knows everything from the seed right down to box production and everything in between, you know.
Okay.
Like I said, he started the company in 2006, and I mean it's been history since then, man. Actually, in the time he left Cuba, he lived in Honduras, did blending for Rocky Patel, worked with Rocky when he launched his company up until about 2005, and then launched J. Fuego in 2006.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. And so I don't know if I catch it over there, your rock music in the background, like you're like at a 1980s Kiss concert. Like, that's awesome background. I mean, do you guys kind of have your own factory? You guys based out of Nicaragua or Honduras? Where are you making your cigars?
Our cigars they come out of factories in Danlí, Honduras, and Etelí, Nicaragua. It's out of the Placencias factories over there.
Got it. Okay.
The families have had a 5-generation long relationship, and all the tobacco is specifically grown for us. We buy, very little tobacco, and we use quite a bit of Brazilian tobacco as well.
Awesome. Okay.
Logan, are you done? That was a lot of silence right there.
It was because, because I was waiting for you to say, "Hey, let's get into some audience questions."
No, we will. I was just waiting for you to finish.
I'm done. I'm done talking. Yeah, that's everyone's good. Giving me crap.
That's good. Just be quiet. The show goes so much better when you're quiet. So there's a bunch. I mean, if you go through the J. Fuego website, I was just looking through it earlier today. There's a bunch of blends on here that you guys offer. I go back, and you know, one of the ones that is one of the most popular, and you know, I know we're going to be giving some of these away. The Origin Originals here, these small ones.
That's actually my favorite size to smoke, man.
Yeah, and you guys make that size in every blend that you've got, right? Just about.
Yeah. That's what Jesus would roll for himself when he's, you know, trying out blends or seeing how tobacco's progressing as far as aging and, you know, something that, that he would just roll real quick for himself and smoke, and, you know, just had that light bulb come up, man, start packaging them up and selling them, and they do real well, man. It's all long filler tobacco, you know, and it's really as close to the blend as you're going to smoke, man. It's a really tasty smoke.
Yeah, they're all 4x44, so it's, you probably smoke those. And I've never smoked one, so I'm excited that I've got a few here that I can try. I mean, you can probably smoke one of those. Logan, you smoke that in about 10 minutes, right? The joke doesn't get old. If people keep giving me a hard time about creamy and I can't smoke full-bodied stuff, then I have to give you a hard time about smoking too fat.
That's because people love me. Do you chief them, Logan?
I used to, man. I used to be the chiefer head. But, you know, I've slowed down. I've learned the ways of the road. I actually, because I love science, Johnny Bravo. I love science. But what I did is I took two cigars.
You had to start paying money to use that, man.
I know, man. Exactly. And you know what I love about myself is that I always will say something, and it's stuck in Rob's head, and he won't be able to get around it, you know? So I called you Johnny Bravo. I'm like, Johnny Bravo at IPCPR. And then since then, Rob cannot get it right. And it's awesome. No, I love doing it to Rob. But anyway,
it's funny. It's funny, man.
Exactly, I mean, man. It's probably the first time you heard it.
My birth name is Joseph Bravo, but no one ever calls me that unless I'm in serious trouble, especially my mom.
Right.
You know, if I hear Joseph Bravo, I'm expecting, like, you know, a sandal or something to hit me upside the head, you know? So I've always wanted to go by Joey.
Exactly. And then now you're Johnny. So, I mean, hey. But, you know,
only to you.
Only to me, man. I know, hey. But what was I going to say? I was going to say something really insightful. Oh, about the science. And because I love science, man. I'm like a huge nerd. And with this whole fast smoking thing, you know, Rob always gave me a bunch of crap about it. So I actually did a little experiment where I took two Ortega Series D Naturals, and I set a timer, and I reviewed both. I smoked one at two-minute intervals and then one at one-minute intervals just to kind of compare the experience. And honest to God, like it was like night and day difference. Like, you know, the construction and the combustion with 1 minute was just terrible. The flavors I got out of the 2 minute was just so much better. And I was always assuming, like, oh, well, you smoke a little slow, or if you smoke slow, it'll go out. And, dude, in between two-minute puffs, it still would not go out. So, moral of the story, 2 minutes between puffs, kids.
Slow your roll.
Slow your roll.
As the kids used to say. I don't know if they still say that.
I don't think so.
Back when I used to be cool, kids said that. I'm definitely not cool anymore. But yeah, going through, looking through the website, I was refamiliarizing myself with some of the blends. And there's one blend that you guys have that, and I believe it's still on the market, and I completely forgot about it, but I loved the cigar when I smoked it. It was the Sangre de Toro.
Right.
I really like that cigar. You guys have it billed as the spicy and full body with a lot of character. That's spicy and full body is really not my forte. But I can still get down with those cigars. I remember when I smoked that, I loved that cigar.
Yeah, that's, I mean, full body as far as flavor.
Yeah.
Jesus blends with a whole lot of flavor. I mean, it's not necessarily the strongest smoke, but definitely full bodied on, you know, on and robust on the flavor side. And the Sangre de Toro is all Nicaraguan, you know, from the wrapper binder filler, it's a Nicaraguan puro. And really, really tasty smoke, man. That one does really well for us, and we make it in the originals as well. An original Robusto, Toro, and a Grande, which is a 60 format, 6x60. Yeah.
You got to make everything in the 60s. We always talk about that here. We won't get into that. But so I'm going to go start running down some of these audience questions. We got a bunch. Before I get into that, guys, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. Taking some time to hang out with us. We're here with Joey Bravo
of
J. Fuego Cigars. Logan, this next segment is brought to us by who?
Rob, I'm glad you asked. Our next segment is brought to us by none other than our good friend George Rodriguez at Rodrigo Cigars. Come to Cigar Federation, check it out. It's a top banner. You can't miss it. Basically, it says, need cigar money? Give me 5 minutes, and I'll give you $20 in cigar money. All I got to do is click on that banner. It's about a five-minute survey. Fill it out, and you get $20 to use in George's online store. So check it out, RodrigoCigars.com via CigarFederation.com. Back to you, Rob.
Via. I like that. Well done. So we were just talking about about the Origin Originals. This first question is from Jared Grillett. I think I actually finally got his name right. It only took a year and a half, but I think we got it right. He says, the Origin is well known as one of the better, if not the best, low-slash-reasonably priced cigars on the market. What influence decisions were made on the blending of that value-type cigar, and how did you guys get that cigar in that size to work so well?
Well, like I said, appreciate the question. Thanks for tuning in. That's really what Jesus uses to blend, you know, and to age or see how that tobacco is aging. So basically, what influences it, you know, is how good it tastes and obviously the availability of tobacco. So we package those up in 5-count pouches and put them out on the market for you guys to enjoy. And you're right, it really is the best way to enjoy that cigar. You know, it really, that's what you get, the full flavor, the full potential of that cigar in that size.
So when Jesus is working on the blends, and you alluded to this earlier, and the question was a little bit redundant, but I'd like to expound upon it a little bit. So he blends to this particular size then?
That's right.
That's interesting.
That's right. That's something he'll roll up real quick for himself. Yeah. You know, just whip it up real quick, get some long filler in there and roll it up, whether it's on his forearm or, you know, his thigh, or just whip it up real quick and try it out, man. Yeah.
Just rolling it out on, wow.
Exactly.
Like that. That's old school. That's when you know you've got it in your blood, you're rolling it. Just, oh, here, real quick, let me just roll.
Well, yeah, man. He comes from a long line of growers since 1876. You know, his family's been growing tobacco and been involved in tobacco. So, it, you know, when it runs through your veins, man, it comes natural, man.
That's a long time. Hey, can you roll a cigar?
Dude, I'm better at tearing them up than rolling them. They make it look a lot easier than it actually is.
That's no joke, man. You might think it's easy. Dude, it is one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, man, I'm too rough with it, man. I'm a big old brute, big hands, you know.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Johnny Bravo is a brute when it comes to rolling cigars. Heard first on Cigar Federation.
We're putting that out on Twitter.
Hey, you know, you leave it to the people that are good at it, you know.
Exactly.
We all have our specialties.
Everybody has their strengths.
Exactly.
Yeah, and none of us can roll. Hey, Logan, so this is kind of a side topic, but we've got a Cigar Safari trip for Cigar Federation members coming up next year. I think we're going in May. Is that something, or are we going to have some SigFed members trying to roll cigars during that trip?
I'm assuming so. I mean, when I went on the media trip this year, yeah, I mean, they had all of us media guys at Hoya trying to roll stuff up. And, man, like me and Seth, I mean, I was just mangling this tobacco. Like, I mean, it was rough. And, like, I was just like, you know what? I washed my hands of this. Like, they're like, you want to smoke one of them? I go, trust me, it's going to be plugged, dog. Like,
I was like,
all right, I'll just get a good one. But, yeah, I mean, we'll do it, man. They walk you through the entire process, man. Like, everywhere from we were putting on bands, we were rolling, we were bunching. I mean, doing everything.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll have to get some video of that. Side thought there.
Sidebar.
So, let's see. Charlie here is talking about the Americana. It's right at the top of his I need to buy that list. He likes the idea of the blend with the...
Go out and get it, Charlie.
What's that?
I said go out and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, go out and buy it, cheapo.
Yeah, it's so he's talking about the blend, Pennsylvania sun-grown broadleaf, Costa Rican...
Corojo on the binder.
Yeah.
And Nicaraguan Criollo and Honduran Corojo on the filler.
Yeah, so he's in all the reviews. It's been well-received. Let's see. He wants to know. I don't know how much insight you can give to us behind the blend. But was the goal really to get something where you're using some American tobacco to kind of to go in that direction? Was that the idea, or is it just something that just kind of happened? We had some great tobacco that was at our fingertips, and we used it.
No, absolutely. We wanted to kind of, you know, spice things up a little bit, bring something new to the table. Jesus is always kind of mixing up the blends and you know, coming out with interesting, flavorful things. You know, we got a We got a cigar out right now that's five different tobaccos from five different countries, and Jesus is just, he's really good at combining all these different types of tobacco from different countries and just making it taste really good, man, you know. And we use, like I said, the Pennsylvania broadleaf on the wrapper for the Americana, along with the Costa Rica in the binder, and then Honduras and Nicaragua in the filler, you know. So it kind of broad spectrum there, and that it really does bring something new to the table.
Yeah, the blend info, I haven't smoked it yet. I'm eager to smoke it, and actually, you gave us some in the original size at IPCPR, so I'm gonna have to pull one of those out and smoke it. I want to try everything in that size now.
Burn them up.
Yeah, now that I know that that's where he blends it to, I want to try that size.
So, Tony Bravo, you're cool, man. Dude, I've been giving you crap this whole show, like, burn them up, dude. You're awesome.
Yeah, I kind of just, with all the music, you got the kind of, looks like you got a little bar maybe in the background. I want to fire up like a beer or something right now. I don't have one.
Oh, man, I'm in a great little whiskey bar here in Phoenix, Arizona, man. I'm real appreciative they lend me their space to, you know, hang out with you guys. I'm at a Magnum Cigar Bar in Phoenix, man. Real cool spot.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Well, good shout out to Magnums, you said?
Yeah, man.
Cool. That's a good shout out to those guys. So, thank you for thank them for us. That's what I was trying to say.
We'll do.
Not to throw anybody under the bus, but Charlie says the reason that he hasn't purchased it yet is because his local the local retailer that he has that carries J. Fuego doesn't have them in stock. So.
Well, then why aren't you pressuring your local B&M to buy them, you jerk?
There it is.
So, it's the perfect time to bring that up, man. That'll put me to work.
So there you go, Charlie. It's on you now. You got to step up your game and tell them they need to get that in stock.
Ask for it.
You're going to keep going down this. I'm pretty sure that my local spot's got them. I know they carry a lot of the J. Fuego stuff. I haven't looked to see if they have the Americana in stock, but they usually have everything, so I would imagine they do. So let's see. This one's from one of our favorites, Hardly Clerkin. He says, checking out your website. He says, looks like you have something for everyone. a lot of these questions are directed toward Jesus. So I'm going to tweak them a little bit. So
I'll try my best to channel my inner Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm going to tweak them a bit so they're kind of directed towards you. He wants to know which ones did you blend for yourself. So I'll twist it a bit, saying which of the catalog of cigars that you guys offer, which is your favorite and why?
I love the Americana, man. Just because I'm more of a full-bodied smoker. I don't smoke it all the time just so I can appreciate it each and every time I smoke it. You know, I feel like if I overdo it, I'll lose the taste for it, and I like it that much, man. You know, it's, like I said, full-bodied, full-flavored, you know, really, really brings something new to the table. And you know, it kind of throws my palate upside down, man. That's what I like about it.
I think Logan's going to love this thing, man. I'm disappointed that you didn't listen to me. I know you never do, but... Leading into the show, I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry, bro.
You let me down.
Dude, I always do, man.
You let me down. Of the cigars listed on your website, I'm going to go down the list here. The Connoisseur is listed out there. I haven't tried the Connoisseur yet, and I think that one came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's another really good blend. That's Ecuador and Sumatra on the wrapper, and Jesus uses a Mexican San Andres Maduro in the binder. Which adds a nice little flavor to it. And in the filler, it's half Nicaraguan Corojo and half Honduran Corojo.
That is strong knowledge of your own product, man. I've got the website up, so I'll know if you mess up on any of these blends. That is strong, because you guys have a big portfolio. I mean, I'm going down. I have not smoked the Connoisseur, but looking at the blend, it does sound like something I would enjoy. The Sangre de Toro, I smoked that, and I really liked it. The Origin Maduro... which is, I think it's the same blend as the Origin, Natural, right?
Actually, the Maduro, that's the one I kind of alluded to earlier. That's five different tobaccos from five different countries. That's Brazilian Matafina on the wrapper, the Costa Rican Corojo, you can find it in the binder, and in the filler, it's Mexican San Andres Maduro, which you don't see all the time, Costa Rican Corojo, and Nicaraguan Criollo.
Huh. Wow. Hey, can I tell you this now, even though we're still live, that I found a typo on your website?
Oh, okay, man.
Jerk, dude. You are a jerk.
I'm working on it. You guys making me work overtime here, man.
No, I'm just playing. I didn't. I'm just playing. I just thought that would be kind of funny. But no, it just made me look like a jerk, so I'll move on. The origin.
Yeah, man. I mean,
natural.
It's always interesting. We got so many blends. Honestly, I can never get tired of one, man.
That's now the I'm scrolling down here in the triple sevens in the Corojo and the zero. Are those still on the market? Not all of them are still on the market. The triple sevens, right?
Oh man, the Corojo. We actually the heat is basically what took the Corojo's place.
Okay.
The 777 Corojo, that is, because the heat uses a Corojo as well.
Okay, but they're slightly.
So if you find some of those, it's treasure, man. That's a really good cigar.
Yeah, you know, I actually think I've got a few of them sitting here in my humidor as well. Okay, so yeah, going down that list, I still got to go back, and I haven't smoked Americana yet, but I still got to go back to that Sangre de Toro. I think that's still my favorite. I like this heat. The heat was nice, but that Sangre de Toro, I have to revisit that one. Because it's been a while since I smoked it, but I remember really enjoying that cigar.
Yeah, man. It's that Nicaraguan poodle, and, you know, it brings a lot of the characteristics of the Nicaraguan tobacco, a little spiciness, you know, a lot of flavor. And you know, Nicaragua's hot right now, man.
Yeah.
A lot of good tobacco coming out of there, you know.
Yeah. A lot of the people, I'll speak for myself. I mean, I've been into cigars for, I don't know, what year is it? 2014. It's like 6 or 7 years. And that's been, you know, since the kind of Nicaraguan boom, if you will. So I don't really know what the cigar industry looked like before Nicaraguan tobacco was really popular. And that's really what I'm used to. That's what I've grown up on, if you will. So maybe that's why that one jumps out at me the most in my memory of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, let me go down some of these lists. I think Logan's frozen, so we're just going to ignore him.
Oh, no, I'm just listening intently.
Your video hasn't moved. You just have this big smile on your face. You haven't moved in a long time. I figured it was frozen because you never
stopped. No, that's me.
You're like, no, I'm here.
I'm here, bro.
So this one's from Jason Hill. He says, what are a few things that separate J Fuego from a very crowded cigar market? And we already covered your favorite Vitola. So, yeah, tell us that. What separates J Fuego from, I mean, there's a lot of cigars out there.
Man, Jay Fuego's been doing it a long time. Like I said, 1876 in the industry. You know, it's safe to say we're not going anywhere. You know, we're here to stay. We've made our imprint in the cigar industry, and we're always spicing it up. You know, bringing out new blends, new stuff, using crazy, you know, blends and tobacco and it's. It's really a lot of fun too, you know. We keep it fun, man. We keep it light.
And everything. Oh, go ahead.
So, would you classify? I think of cigar companies at this day and age. There's kind of two types. There's what I'd like to call traditional, and I'm not going to name the companies I think fall in this, because if I did, they'd probably be like, but I'm not that company. I don't fall in that bucket. But they're traditional, right? Where they don't maybe release a new cigar every single year. They've got kind of their core lines. Maybe they do line extensions and different Vitolas. And then you've got other companies that are all about the new and hot, that release new cigars every year or chasing the limited editions. Where do you think J Fuego falls in between in those groups? Do you think you're more of a traditional type company? Do you think you're more of trying to chase the limited editions, bring in new stuff that's hot? Do you think you're somewhere in the middle? Where do you fall in that spectrum?
No, I'd say we're definitely traditional. You know, don't get me wrong. We're, you know, always spending time in the factories, working on blends, improving blends, trying to bring the new thing in the industry. You know, the new flavor, the new blend, and we're always trying to put that out there and let people enjoy it. You know, but I'd say, you know, we're on the traditional side. It's a family run and operated business. You know, it's a good vibe, man.
Logan, that was a really good question.
Dude, first of all, Rob, I'm full of just really intelligent stuff. If I can just spread my wings and let me fly without
please
you calling me out, you know?
Please don't. Yeah, no, that's an interesting way to look at it with the more traditional, and then, you know, kind of, you know, moving forward and wanting to have new things on the market. Just from my standpoint, I think Jay Fuego for me would fall kind of in the middle of those two. I mean, it's traditional in the sense that they've got those core lines with the Origin and things like that that everybody's familiar with, but, you know, they're expanding as well. So I think there's kind of almost a niche in between those two.
We're expanding really because we're always listening to customers. You know, it's really the customers, the consumers, that push us. You know, and that's why we strive to be better. We strive to bring out new things. But like I said, it's real tobacco people, 1876 in the business. You know, and it runs through the company's veins. You know.
Yeah, it's got that cool old school feel, but then I mean you push the envelope a little bit too with, you know, some of the new stuff, like you said, the blends with, you know, five different countries and things like that. So it's classic but creative, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
You like it? I'm gonna ice
it. Woo, Robbie! Classic
but creative. That's it. I'm out.
I'm gonna put down my business card, man. That sounds good.
Classic but creative. I should trademark.
Hey, dude, we've named on this show. We have named cigars. We've helped people come up with blends. I mean, dude, the knowledge that Rob and I bring. Hey, man. Well, maybe they haven't. Hey, maybe they haven't been produced yet. But Tiger Kitty Soft Paws, the Hideout, that stuff's coming. One of these days, it's coming.
You're making my head burst a little bit,
dude. I know, man. I know it. You come on Cigar Chat, you get schooled.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire up one of these Origin Originals.
Yeah, man.
I haven't smoked this size. And, you know, I was actually going to ask what side I'm supposed to smoke out of, but I think I got it figured out. All on my own. I figured it out all by myself.
There you go. You'll see where the cap was, you know, where the cap was put on and where it goes.
It's actually really clear as to which side I smoke out of. I'm just an idiot.
There you go. Get ready for your life to change right now, man.
No, I'm excited. So how often do you get down to the factories and get to, you know, get your hands dirty and play with, roll around in the Palones and whatnot?
Man, I went earlier this year, and back in January, Jesus obviously spends more time there, you know, getting down to work and making sure everything is going smoothly over there and constantly, you know, working on some new stuff or working on new blends. But trust me, anytime I get the opportunity to, I head down there.
Oh, go ahead, Logan.
I was going to say, Johnny Bravo, your mom just posted a picture on Facebook, and it's got like four screenshots. She's a very proud mom telling you good job.
Could you tell she's a proud Cuban mom?
She's a very proud mom. But you know what? We need to talk to her because there's four pictures. Two of them are Rob and two of them are you. So what's up with that? Like, what is up with that, Berta?
You know what? It's that your looks is just too like almighty for the camera,
too
man.
Sexy.
You
know, it's, I know, man.
You radiate too much, man.
I piss excellence in the morning, my friend.
Like, that's a whole lot for the camera to handle, man.
Dude, you know? Johnny Bravo, you are sweet, man. If you're ever in Austin, please look me up because we're
gonna
go.
You're my boy, Logan. Yeah,
you're my boy, Blue. You're my boy, Johnny.
I don't even know where to go from that.
I don't know either, but do we need to have a break anytime soon? Because we're just kind of going here.
I think we're. I don't know how much time we have left.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking here. We got 12 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll do. Okay, guys, you're listening to Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today, keeping us safe. We appreciate everything you guys are doing for us. We're here with Joey Bravo. I have to hesitate before I say it every time because I'm going to say Johnny.
Yeah, I know it.
And Johnny Bravo was a cartoon or something, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're here with Joey Bravo, Jay Fuego Cigars. Hanging out. Logan's ego is about to burst.
Not really.
This last segment, Logan's brought to us by who?
Grob. I'm glad your name's not Grob. Rob, I'm glad you asked. This last segment's brought to us by our good friends at Moy Ruiz Cigars. Check out the La Jugada Habano, the Cigar Dojo number one cigar of the year in 2013. Believe it or not, as much as I hate Danny, I even love the La Jugada Habano. And it actually made my top 10 last year. That's how good the cigar is. And you know how picky I am. Come to Cigar Federation, check them out. There's a banner. It'll direct you, and you can purchase off Famous. So check them out, MoyRuizCigars.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Logan, for that
You're welcome.
Insightful announcement.
You're welcome.
And they've got that nunchuck over there.
Oh, was I supposed to do about the nunchuck?
No, that's fine.
Well, I'm just saying
they've got the nunchuck. It's limited. I don't think there's too many of them left. I know they've got that one in stock. That thing is a heater. So
that thing messed me up.
I can't even get down with the nunchuck. It's too much for me. But if you like a strong cigar that's going to whoop you all up in the face, you want to check that one out. And they're cool. They're attached like nunchucks. And I wouldn't try to use them like nunchucks. They'll probably break. But they're it's a pretty cool cigar. So they've got that one in stock as well. Okay, let's see. Going down some more of these audience questions here. This one is from the Nothing, another one of our favorites out there in Portland, Oregon. He says, for someone who has never smoked a J. Fuego cigar, what cigar would you say best represents the J. Fuego brand?
Which cigar best represents the J. Fuego brand? That's a good question.
You've got a lot
of each. Yeah, man, that's... Each one brings its own little special thing to the table, you know, but in order to be fair and answer his question, and I'm trying not to be partial on this because, I mean, my favorite's the Americana, but I think for someone that's never tried it, I'd definitely start with the Sangre de Toro.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm telling you, that's a good cigar, man. I need to get some more of those.
Yeah, man, the Sangre de Toro, and trust me, it's hard. It's hard to just pick one, man, because that connoisseur is out of control too, especially in the original size. But yeah, man, just whenever you see one, get one and try it out, you know. And it, we offer a little bit of something to everybody, man. We got from mild to medium to full body, and you know everything in between.
All right, so. So this Origin Original, this thing is smooth. It's very, very different from the heat. And so my palate's a little bit jacked, so I want to smoke this on a fresh palate.
I'm glad you like it, man. A little trivia on that is that's actually Jesus and his dad actually were the first to grow the Brazilian Corojo and actually used it on a wrapper, and that's what you're smoking there. That's a Brazilian Corojo wrapper.
Huh. Yeah, it's got a unique flavor to it. And I always think that it's really gutsy to come out with a cigar like this. And it's not really, I mean, there's no band. It's not really branded. I mean, it's branded on the packaging. But to roll out a cigar like this and have the success that it's had and the presence that it's got in the industry, I guess, without having any branding on it, is pretty gutsy.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible the extent of that cigar, because that could be someone's go-to. You know, the packy that person carries with them throughout the day, or it can be somebody's in-between cigar. You know, the one that person smokes on the way home from work, or walking the dog, or you know whatever it may be on a coffee break. So it's a really versatile cigar and really fun to smoke.
And really, the sizing of it has really become its own branding, because when someone sees, if I see a cigar this size, I know what it is, or at least I know which company it comes from. I don't necessarily know which blend it is, because it is available. A few different blends are available in this size, but this is really good. I'm enjoying it. Okay, so let me get down some more of these questions here. This one's from Miguel Roca, another one of our favorites. He says that I see that you guys make the judge for famous cigars. Are there any other cigars that you guys make specifically for online or like a B&M specifics?
Yeah, there's a few private labels we make for that you can find online. That Jesus, you know, he blends and sells specifically to the online merchant. So yeah, definitely, man.
And to some local B&Ms as well, like a B&M exclusive. Have you guys done anything like that?
Yeah, he's done that in the past. He'll make a private label for some B&Ms and you know stuff that you can only find there at their shop.
Cool, yeah. So keep an eye out for that stuff. Let me see. Get down to some of these. So let's see. Looking at this question, I'm not really sure about it, but I'm going to read it anyway. With your own branding since 2006, will we see any kind of a 10-year anniversary cigar or anything like that in the coming in the future?
Could very well be, man. You just have to stick around and find out. We can't dish out all our tricks all at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rob. Lady we never gotta, tells her secrets.
We gotta.
But I gotta live a little bit about it.
We gotta leave a little bit of suspense out there.
Oh, so we might see some kind of anniversary type blend in the future. That's interesting. Interesting. That's good to know. We'll blend it by Joey Bravo. We'll put Logan put that out on Twitter.
Dude, I could make it happen.
Yeah, we got to start that rumor. That's we're good at rumors. Actually, I don't think we've ever started a rumor, have we?
Yeah, man.
Hold on. Let me think. Other than I have probably told 100 people that John Huber, if he actually does a limitada of the J.D. Howard Reserve, that it's going to be the Hideout.
No, it's Logan, we're not going to do that.
But if he does...
Never going to happen.
Anyways, doesn't matter. Continue.
All the credit goes to Jesus, man. He's you know, the mastermind behind everything.
So with the one thing that I've noticed, and I'm basing this just on what I see on your website, I don't see any other than the original sizes. Doesn't look like there's any Coronas or Lonsdales or anything like that. Anything like that coming in the future? Everybody's always asking about Lonsdales on our site, so it's a question I always got to throw out.
You know what we did, and just to satisfy market demand, you know, the overall market, we kind of did away with the Lonsdales. It's hard. I mean, that's one of my favorite sizes, the smoke. You know, the Lancero or Lonsdale, especially the Corona, but the originals come really close to the Corona, so it's always hard to release a Corona and not have it compete with an original in one particular line. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Mhm. That's a good point. It sounded like somebody refilled your drink there for me.
Not now.
That's my beer assistant.
Yeah, it sounded like they just they poured you a nice fresh glass there.
Yeah.
H2O. Yeah, sure. let's see. This one's from Jason Myers, or Mayers, not really sure what. He says, it looks like you used the Honduran Corojo wrapper on the Heat. He says, I love the flavor of that wrapper and enjoyed it on some cigars I've smoked in the past. Further, the wrapper does not like to burn evenly. I'm just curious how your experience has been with it.
Well, that's what lighters are for, man.
Johnny Bravo's got jokes. Johnny Bravo's got jokes.
I mean, you got to remember you're dealing with 100% like hand-rolled, handmade thing, you know? Not everyone's going to be perfect. My experience is, no, honestly, all jokes aside, but my experience has been pretty good, you know? But anytime it's not burning evenly, I'll even it out with a lighter, man. That's completely natural, you know?
So basically, you know, just get your stuff together and fire it up, and you're going to be fine. So let's see. Keep going down. Plans moving forward. We talked about that a little bit. Is there anything? Can we look? I mean, we've got the two new cigars, and you know, we're an ADD society, so we always want something new. Can we look for something new in the near future, or are we looking at maybe IPCPR next year for something new?
You can expect something new for 2015. You know, we'll keep it interesting.
All right.
Maybe a little, you know, re-release or a special edition or, you know, something to keep you guys on your toes.
See, I told you, Logan, that they fall right in the middle between classes. I know, man.
They are kind of in the middle.
What was the phrase that I need to patent or whatever?
Tweener?
Yeah, what was that? No, that wasn't it.
Like in-betweener?
Classic, but something. I don't know. Whatever it was. It was a stroke of genius, and now it's gone.
I know. Sucks.
Let's see. Keep scrolling down through some of these questions here. Okay, well, this one's from ATL Logics. He says, you guys have any plans to try to penetrate the market deeper than you are now, kind of expand where you are, or are you just happy in the zones that you're in and keep the market share that you've already got?
No, I mean, we're definitely, you know, we're always striving to put our cigars in more consumers' hands, you know, let them enjoy everything that, that J-Foil can bring to the table, and, you know, really just tell the story of the J-Foil company, you know, and enlighten the people, and you know, let them share everything that we enjoy. You know, this really is a passion to all of us, and we love what we do, you know, and we want the consumers. We're always striving for more, and we're out there. We're out there fighting, man, and, you know, we're trying to put as many cigars in people's hands as possible and let them enjoy it with us, you know?
So, okay, so more of a personal question for you. You've been with J. Fuego for a year. I mean, you're on the road a lot. You're on the road now. What is your favorite part about, you know, going out and working with, you know, B&Ms and trying to get on that shelf space? And then what's your least favorite part?
Hey, I love going out. I love meeting new people. And, you know, this job has really taken me to places and experienced things that I never thought I would be, you know, and I'm super grateful for that. I'm super grateful for the opportunity I've been given. And it's always cool to meet new people and talk, you know, just not only cigars, but you know, really get to know people. And you know, I'm proud to say I've met people and I've made friends in, you know, the greater part of this country, man, and that's beautiful. You know, that's what this industry has to bring, and that's what it has to offer. You know, it's a good buddy of mine says cigars aren't addicting, cigar people are. You know, and I truly believe that.
I like that's a good quote, except for Rob.
That guy's never met Logan, is what I was going to say.
yeah. Why is your mom? Oh, yeah, it's all about Logan. Yeah. I love you now. You're my favorite.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my mom would not. My mom has never watched the show. And I told her we were on like 103 or 4 episodes. She's like, really? You've done that many? Like, she had no idea.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm just saying your mom's cool, man.
Yeah, I like her. I like her. She's down.
That was, you know, actually, that was the first thing she said to us when we saw her at IPCPR. You have to go talk to Joey. You have to go talk to Joey.
No, we did.
That's my best buddy there, man. You know, best friend and best cigar smoking buddy. And, you know, every time we catch up, it's usually over a nice cup of some kind of brown liquid, you know, in a glass and a cigar. You know, whether it's a whiskey or a scotch or some tasty treat.
Tasty treats. Speaking of tasty treats, you set me up for that. This Origin Original, man, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. This is going to be the first thing I smoke tomorrow when I'm going to smoke that one.
I'm glad you like it, man.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying
it. You got me in the mood.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. This is good. So I think, Logan, I think I heard the buzzer. We're out of time, right?
You did, dog.
Yeah, okay. So the AFRN segment's coming to an end. Guys, thanks again for tuning in. We really do appreciate everything you guys are out there doing for us. Be sure to check us out on CigarFederation.com. Joey, thanks so much for taking the time to...
Hey, thanks for having me, man, and thank you to all our military men and women out there, you know, doing what they're doing and securing our liberty so we can enjoy what we want to enjoy, you know, whatever that is, man. You know, really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Again, thank you so much for taking the time. We do appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the support. We'll be back next week. Next week, Logan, we're going to be on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Next week with we have Jack Cano.
Oh, yeah, we do. Of Roberto Duran.
Roberto Duran. So that'll be a fun show, too, to catch up with Jack. We haven't had Jack on the show, so that'll be an interesting one. Again, guys, really appreciate it. You can find us at CigarFederation.com. Everybody have a good weekend and stay safe.
Hey, and remember, J. Fuego, classic but creative. Thanks for that, Logan.
No, don't give Logan the credit.
Thank you, brother.
That was me. Classic
but creative. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
That's all me.
There it is. Let's get that right. All right, guys. Everybody have a good weekend. Stay safe.
And we're fucking back in the segment where we can cuss and it doesn't matter because it's not regulated by the FCC. Johnny Bravo, straight up question right now.
Right on, man.
Who is cooler, Rob or me?
Come on, are you going to put me on the spot like that, bro?
It's an easy question.
Very easy question.
Bro, well, I don't know. I can't answer that, man. You guys are both the equivalent of cool, man. You know, I appreciate you guys having me on, bro. It was a freaking ton of fun.
Well, you know what?
I'm glad we're very political. The internet to work.
I know. Well, you're very political, and I like that. You're a very nice guy. Because you'd be surprised how quickly people, when I ask them that question, they say me.
Answer Rob?
No, answer Logan.
I was going to say, like, if you were stuck somewhere and you were only with one other person and it had to be me or Logan, you know, who would you rather be with?
Depends who's bringing the rum.
It's not me, because I don't drink.
I mean, the answer would probably be Logan because he's warmer, you know?
Hey, man, I got a little bit. Well, and then the other one is, who would win in a fight?
Rob's been watching too much Naked and Afraid.
I don't even know what that is. But
dude, he has been.
It sounds frightening. Is that the one where they drop you in, like, the middle of wherever?
Yeah. It's like Survivor, but you're naked. Just like, seriously.
Rob's survival instinct automatically kicked in there, man.
Well, I'm thinking if you're stuck somewhere, it's only one other person. You got to make sure you're going to be all right. But, yeah, they just drop you, just you and your nuts, and you got to run around. Like, that's it?
Yeah, basically, bro.
Wow.
Try not to get sunburned and shit.
That's aggressive television.
I know, dude. It's, hey, Naked and Afraid, bro.
That says it all. We've got a ton of giveaways, man. So what
yeah, we got a ton. And good news, just for everyone who's been emailing me, I got everything out. I'm only backed up on, well, who we have last week? I already got Veritas out. What was
last week?
I need to get Maya Selva out. I have a few Project Mignogna winnings, and I'll get the rest of the stuff out. So,
sending out Project Mignogna stuff?
Hey, listen here.
It was like 6 months ago.
Hey, first of all, it was like maybe 2 months ago, and I was in India for 2 weeks. I just had a baby. Like, I mean, come on, cut a man a slack. And the other thing is, with it, I ran out of boxes, bro. I ran out of boxes.
Excuses, assholes everywhere.
I know, fucking assholes. Anyways, so podcast winner. It worked really good last week. I wish we'd asked a question before, because a lot of people got Truman's age correct. So we'll be sending out a few of those from last week. But let's, Rob will think about the podcast entry. But just...
Okay. I got a podcast question, if you want that. Right. So how many podcast winners are you going to pick? Two?
I don't like to commit to a number. Let's just say there's going to be at least one.
Okay.
And if there's other stuff left over, then I might pick seven. I don't know.
Okay, so if you're listening on the podcast, email Logan@CigarFederation.com, not me, Logan@CigarFederation.com. In the subject line, I want you to put J. Fuego Cigars, and in the email, which of the J. Fuego line is Joey's favorite. He referenced it a couple of times during the show. And which one is my favorite? Because I referenced that a couple of times during the show.
That means you actually had to listen. So, for everyone else actually live with us, like, you know, all 65 people or 100, how many are out there, just email Logan@CigarFederation, J. Fuego on the subject line, and then your full name, mailing address, and then if, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something really funny that I can read. I don't know. Name, what would Johnny Bravo's alter ego, what would his alter ego be?
Like, what would his superpower be?
Oh, yeah. If Johnny Bravo had a superpower, what would it be based on the Johnny Bravo you met tonight? And then I'll just talk for a few minutes, and then I'll pick winners tonight, and I'll get your shit.
That's a good one, man.
Hey, man, we've done some good ones where it was like, what was the one where it was like, what would you call Chris Kelly's beard? And it was
that one generated its own Twitter account.
It did. Like, it was pretty nuts. But anyways, we can continue to talk while everyone emails me. So go ahead, Rob.
No, I think that was one of the more hotly contested giveaways that we've ever done.
Exactly. It was pretty ridiculous.
So what have we not talked about? I feel like we kind of covered pretty much everything. Are there any of the blends out there, Joey, that we didn't talk about that you want to talk about?
No, man. I think we did a good job of covering pretty much one end of the spectrum to the other. Yeah,
I'm looking at the website here, and my homework is I need to try the Origin Maduro. I need to get some more of those Sangre de Toros, and I need to try the Connoisseur. That's my homework.
Oh, dude, do yourself a favor, grab that Connoisseur, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm 90% sure that my local spot has them, so I'll go pick some of those up. Logan, go ahead.
Johnny Bravo.
What
other
up?
Than your really cool mom, who is someone you idolize in the cigar industry, and why?
There you
Who is some? Damn, that's a. You're asking some deep questions.
Fuck, it's
man.
Deep shit with Logan Lawler on Cigar Chat.
Shit, I wasn't quite ready for that, man.
No, you weren't. Just wait for this next question.
Oh, it's about to get real.
I'm not sure. No, I'll tell you the truth, man. Somebody I've gotten to know and gotten to converse a lot over the past, really over the past year, is Jesus' dad, Jose. Okay. Jose Fuego, the guy, he is just, I mean, that he'll forget more than you, me, or Rob will ever learn about you know, tobacco, about cigars. He's just strictly a grower. You know, he's a farmer, man. He's the one that's got his hands in the dirt, and he knows the tobacco plant from seed all the way, you know, to when it's fully grown. And not just his knowledge that he has in with tobacco or with cigars. It's overall, he's a really interesting person to talk to. You know, really smart, really insightful. You know, a lot of good wisdom to shed, and you know, he's I appreciate the time I spent with him, you know.
Awesome.
I look up to him a lot.
That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, let me ask you another question. No, I don't want to ask that. Like, what is your least favorite part about the cigar industry?
Well, there's got to be something.
I'll tell you something I hate. Go ahead.
My least favorite part.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I like to think of myself as a pretty positive person, man.
A really positive person.
I don't dwell a lot on the negative, man.
I need to be more like that. So
yeah,
do you.
I'm friggin' negative.
And okay, especially that I came into the industry, you know, with my mom, with the Guayaberas, not really affiliated or tied to one specific cigar. So I kind of got a different outlook, you know, from the start in, you know, and I got to meet and to relate with people on another level, you know, not on a competitive level. Obviously, competition, I mean, that's something you're going to find in any industry, and it's good, you know. It's good to keep you progressing, to keep you moving forward. But dude, I don't know, man. Nothing really comes to mind, to tell you the truth. I really, really do love this industry.
What, like, if you could be stranded on a desert island with one person in the cigar industry, who would it be and why? And it doesn't have to be like a sexual thing either. It can be like.
Oh, it doesn't have to be?
No, because obviously, if the answer was. It'd be Jessica Padrón, obviously. I mean, there'd be no doubt about that. I've got a story about Jessica Padrón, but we'll save it because I've already told it 1,000 times. But anyways.
I don't know, bro. I kind of pride myself on always keeping the gas tank in the boat fueled up and, you know, not running into that situation. Anybody that's stranded. Anybody that's stranded on an island, bro, I mean, that's that's somebody that shouldn't be out there, you know?
Johnny Bravo, you are the coolest.
No, he's got the swim move going down. He's swim moving a lot of these questions you're throwing at him, Logan.
I know, but the answers are great. When he's like, "What do you do with like an uneven? Let's go to the ladder, bro." Like, I mean, just so simple. But dude, I think I don't know if we've ever been asked that question, but I think you're the only person we've ever had on that would have given that answer. And I think if anybody other than you gave that answer, it wouldn't have been as well received, just because you're Johnny Bravo. So Rob, any other questions, and I'll pick these winners.
Did I lock up?
Nah, man, you're good. I just wanted to hear you act like you did.
Oh, my camera did for a second there, though. I was frozen like this, but I'm actually here. No, I think we got everything covered. I mean, you asked all the stupid questions, and
thanks, ass.
I was looking in the chat room, and I'm getting some grief on my beard because it's looking a little bit scraggly, and Joey's beard is nice and clean, like he's got it all tight. You know, I mean, I can't compete with that, Logan. You got weird stuff growing out of your neck.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you, if I am ever stranded on a desert island, at least I know I can keep myself warm. But this mat of love.
Yeah, that's.
Anyways, let's move on. That was pretty stupid.
Your wife is a very patient woman.
Dude, every day I wake up and thank God that I found her because no one else would put up with my bullshit as much as my wife. So, well, Allie, if you're ever watching, which you don't, I love you.
Yeah, it was very sweet, but, you know, they say that there's that one perfect person out there for you with that romantic idea, but I think in your situation there really was one.
Dude, women want me, dog.
Logan's too much, man.
All right, let's
anyway,
I mean, it's good for comic relief.
I know. Yeah. You've actually pinned it right. Rob is serious, keeps us on track. I'm just a complete Giacomo that just makes the show fun. And you know, it's a perfect pair. Like you said, there's a perfect pair for everyone. Rob and I are that perfect pair.
I think right I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
What?
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Hey, man. All right. Well, anyways. All right, let's pick these.
Now, you never pay me any compliments.
Hey, man, I normally don't, but when I do, man, you should file it away for a cold day because it'll be
you
a
guys,
cold day in hell.
You guys make an excellent couple, man. You bicker back and forth like, you know, you've been like a, you know, couple that's been married for 50 years. I love it.
Yeah, in May, when we had, I'm not going to see you before May, so you're going to get a big hug and a solid kiss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was the first time. I mean, shit, Johnny Bravo, you probably didn't know this, but we started Cigar Chat virtually. So we started this show and went through how many episodes, Rob? Probably 60?
Yeah, give or take, before we actually met.
Before we actually met in person.
No way.
No, I swear to God. And I didn't know. I was like, are we going to run up in like slow motion through the field of flowers in the Vegas airport?
Was it everything you guys expected? I mean, you know.
Rob's a lot skinnier than he looks.
Were any of you kind of like bummed out, you know, like, oh, man, you know.
No, I mean, I gave him a hug. It's like, what's up, bro? But, I mean, I didn't realize him because he looks kind of, Rob looks a little bigger on camera. And we always get, when we show up, because people, I mean, we've done interviews with about everyone in the industry, and they always say, damn, Rob, you're skinnier than you look on camera. And they're like, damn, Logan, you're fatter than you look on camera.
Logan, you didn't send them any pictures of, like, some 6'3" French model or anything like that, all right?
Oh, no, man. Yeah, with me is what
so
you
he knew. He knew what to expect. He knew
oh, yeah,
expect.
He knew what kind of wildebeest he was getting.
Yeah, I knew I was screwed. I knew
you were pretty much fucked from jump. All right, let's pick these winners. Okay, and I can't guarantee what you're going to be getting because I'm just going to divide it up evenly amongst everyone. I'm not going to promise what blend or Vitola you're going to get because it'll be divided up, but you will be getting something. Starting in order, Jay Zarota, Mr. G. Oh, I guess that's Jared Garot. Fuck, I wish I didn't pick him.
Woo!
I know. Isaac Miller. Chase, Mexican 8, Harley Holmes, good friend, Jason Myers, I feel like you always fucking win. Who else we got? Let me just do one more just to make sure I'm not giving away too many. Also, we're going to be doing Christopher. And then, because I know you've been giving me shit about being on the blacklist, Jay Reiniger, you are officially off the blacklist. And Chris Bros. There's our winners.
Wow, you just picked a
ton. Oh, congrats.
And if there's any left, I'll send it out because I'm going to be shipping bitch tonight. And I'll just be shipping it all out.
So you might not even know that you won.
Like, you might just, like, last week with, or the week before with Veritas. I didn't even announce who won. People just fucking had shit show up at their house. That's the way to do it, though. Surprise people.
Yeah. It's like Christmas.
Congrats. Congrats, everybody.
Yeah, we're keeping one. We definitely keep humidors full around here. That's for sure. So,
fuck,
thank you again for being. I mean, you were really, really generous with these giveaways. Really,
no, man, it's my pleasure, man. I appreciate you guys, you know, having me on and putting up with me for an hour or so.
No, dog, you're putting up with us.
You're putting up with Logan. That's for sure. No, we appreciate it. Thanks again for coming on and being generous with your time as well.
Had a blast, bro.
Yeah, hey, Joey, real quick, let everybody know where they can find you online. And Jinflego and all that.
Okay, so you can find us online at jfuegocigars.com.
And on Twitter, Facebook, everything, it's all Jfuego Cigars.
Jfuego. Yeah. Look us up, and if you're unsure, just Google search it. We'll pop up, man. We're one and only.
Cool. We appreciate you being, you know, generous with the giveaways and your time, hanging out with us.
My bad. JFuegoCigars.com. That's JFuego.com. Sorry about that, guys.
JFuego.com.
I'm on autopilot.
Okay, yeah, you guys.
JFuego.com.
If you Google it, if you type it in Google, it just pops up. So, But, yeah, guys, so check out J Fuego. If you don't have them at your local shop, bug them to get them in your local shop. And if they need somebody to talk to, they can call Joey. We do appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us, supporting the show. Robbie Rash from Cigar Federation here as always. Logan, you guys can find us on Twitter, Facebook. We're all over the place. We'll see you guys next week on Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Before Thanksgiving with Jack Taranio. All right, everybody have a good weekend.
You guys rock.
Adios, bitches.
Thank you.